is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can call about anything. That is the point of the program. Starting the show out tonight, we go to the realm of the public school, the government-run indoctrination camps, where, according to the ACLU, more than 200,000 U.S. public school students were punished with beatings during the 2006 through 2007 school year, according to Human Rights Watch and the ACLU in a joint report recently released. In the 13 states that corporally punished more than 1,000 students per year, African-American girls were twice as likely to be beaten as their white counterparts. In the 125-page report of Violent Education, Corporal Punishment of Children in U.S. Public Schools, they found that in Texas and Mississippi, children ranging in age from 3 to 19 years old are routinely physically punished for minor infractions such as chewing gum, talking back to a teacher, or violating the dress code, as well as for more serious transgressions such as fighting. Corporal punishment legal in 21 states typically takes the form of paddling. Do you ever have that when you were in school, Julia? Do you remember if you were in elementary school that the principal had a paddle?
I do know.
I remember that.
Wow.
They had that when I was in school.
Didn't you go to a special school?
I went to
a gifted school.
Well, when I went to elementary school, it was this place that was not really a gifted school, but what they called a magnet school, and you kind of had to apply to get into it. So it was still a government-run school, but it was some sort of special government-run school. But that didn't mean they didn't have the paddle, I guess. And I'm not sure at
Maybe
what point.
Maybe I just never saw the paddle. I don't know.
I don't know. I never had the opportunity to
right
be beaten
now
by
that,
it.
Yeah, if any teacher, principal, whatever, ever pulled out a paddle and hit me with it, my parents would have freaked out.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they got rid of it at some point during when I went to school. I'm not really sure what the history of paddling is down in Florida where I grew up. But it's apparently still legal in 21 states. And according to the ACLU, more than 200,000 students were beaten in the 2006 to 2007 school year. So apparently a administrator or teacher hits a child repeatedly on the buttocks with a long wooden board. The report shows that as a result of paddling, many children are left injured, degraded, and disengaged from school. Every public school needs effective methods of discipline, but beating kids teaches violence, and it doesn't stop bad behavior, according to a fellow at Human Rights Watch and the ACLU and the author of the report. Corporal punishment discourages learning. It fails to deter future misbehavior and at times even provokes it. Now, this particular discussion could go in a couple of different directions, right? Maybe more than a couple, but at the very least, it could go into a discussion of corporal punishment, whether at school or at home, which I vehemently oppose,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah, I don't agree with it either. But generally, when I say that, I get the you don't have kids comment, so.
Right, that's true, and we don't have kids, but there are people out there who do have kids that don't corporally punish them. And
my parents didn't.
They didn't do it to me either, but then you'll get the excuse that, oh, well, you must have been good kids. You get the excuse that, well, my kids, you know, we have to raise the rod, essentially. And I don't believe it for a moment. We've talked to parents who have had some really difficult kids, and they've told us of the creative methods that they've come up with for punishing their kids without using violence. And I agree with the assertions of the report, the conclusions of the report.
I feel like in a lot of cases, a beating isn't really, and I say a beating, I'm talking about, like, I used to have neighbors who's when they were like 12-year-old girls, so we're talking about girls who are presumably going through puberty or at least starting to, you know, feel differently about their parents seeing them naked, particularly their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had these neighbors that their dad used to make them pull their pants down and their underwear down, and he would beat them.
Pretty weird.
He would hit them with a belt. Yeah, I think that's kind of sexual, personally. Maybe, I really do.
Seems like it.
Like, I don't think that people that are into that would admit it, but I feel like there's definitely something weird going on there.
If you'd like to comment, 1-800-259-9231 is the number.
In general, I feel like that sort of punishment where, like, you do something wrong and they say, you know, ah, that's it, and why don't you get on my knee right now and pull your pants down and I will punish you.
Go fetch a switch, boy.
I feel like that is, it's just anger, really, and it's just responding, like, you don't know how to deal with it, so it's similar.
Oh, and I understand, too. I can understand being frustrated by a child to the point where you want to hit it. I mean, and that's something that I don't want to feel. I know that feeling that way is not right, and
I feel like at that point in time, what you would need to do is you would need to say, like, okay, I'm really angry right now. I don't want to look at you right now.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to your room, and we'll talk about this when I'm feeling more clear in the head.
Not the time to solve this problem. But nonetheless, 21 states still have it legal in their government school system.
Instead of lashing out and beating your kids.
So you're welcome to comment on this, your thoughts on corporal punishment in general, but there's also the issue of this is yet another reason for me to absolutely despise the government school system. Now, I don't know if it's that way in New Hampshire. I don't know. That's where I happen to live at this point in time, but the fact is there are over 21 states where this is legal, and I think that's absolutely despicable. I mean, this may be even worse than indoctrinating people with socialism. I'm not sure which one's worse, but they're both pretty damaging to the mentality of a young person. I think beating kids is worse, personally, because at least when you're indoctrinating somebody with socialism, they could be unindoctrinated pretty easily without any significant long-term damage. But if you're beating a child...
I can tell you how my dog turned out when my dad beat it.
So he didn't beat you, but he beat the family dog instead?
He never, ever hit my brother or me, but he did yell a lot. Like, he would get really angry, and he would throw things away and yell really loud. And I don't know. I found it very disturbing growing up. I really do not have a lot of respect for him, but he did beat the dog. He felt a little less guilty about that, I guess.
So how'd the dog turn out?
Angry. When we got the dog, she's a golden retriever, first of all, which I think is important to point out because golden retrievers have a reputation for being really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got her, she was really, really sweet. And my dad, she was a puppy when we got her, and she would do things like chew things up that would upset my dad. And one time he would either hit her with a belt, or one time she actually was eating like the landscaping and she bit one of his trees, like, completely off, so she just ate through the stump of, like, a brand new maple tree.
So it didn't stop her from eating things and destroying?
No, it didn't stop her. She was a puppy, and if you want to get a puppy, which it was his idea, you know, you should be prepared to take a little damage. But he actually ended up stripping the bark of one of the branches and, like, using it as a whomping stick, effectively.
Oh, man, that's sick.
But the dog grew up, and it was very angry. It hated other people. It was very nice to me, and it was very nice to my brother and, like, all the immediate family members and the people that it saw on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you met the dog once. You couldn't go near it. It would attack you. So it became very territorial to the point where no one knew could ever enter the house. And it barked at everything. Like, anytime anybody came to the door, it was really, really an angry dog. And I don't even ever want to see that dog again. It makes me so sad.
Yeah, it really is. That's a sad story. And so yet another example of how unintended consequences come from beating people.
Dogs and children, two different things, but...
No, they're not that different. I mean, I understand that people are a little smarter than dogs, but I think that animals are a lot more brilliant than people give them credit for. And they certainly don't deserve to be treated in that way. And children don't deserve to be treated in that way either. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. A little more here from the story. They found that in 13 southern states where corporal punishment is most prevalent, African-American students are punished at 1.4 times the rate that would be expected given their numbers in the student population. And African-American girls are 2.1 times more likely to be paddled than might be expected. There's no evidence that these students commit disciplinary actions at disproportionate rates. So it looks like this is just an excuse for some racist school authority to let loose on some black people.
I would have gotten beaten a lot.
1-800-259-9231. Is there something valuable to corporal punishment, or is it just the refuge for the thoughtless? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Also, I want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's coming up in early March, March 5th through the 8th. It's one weekend in Nashua, New Hampshire at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel. You'll be spending it with in close proximity to hundreds of other like-minded people. That is, if you love liberty. If you don't love liberty, you probably want to stay home. But if you love freedom and you want to get around some other people that feel the same way as you do, the Liberty Forum's a place to go. Not only will there be people who have taken uprooted their lives and moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, there'll be people that are considering doing that. There are big liberty-oriented luminaries like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE, John Taylor Gatto, Mary Ruart is going to be there, Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision, and so many more, and more to be announced. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get the details on the event, get signed up, get the early bird discount, which is only going to last so much longer, and then come out in early March and experience what it's like to hang out with literally hundreds of people that feel the same way as you do about freedom. It's a pretty cool event, and it's like a convention-style atmosphere, so you're going to have the requisite panel discussions and keynote speeches and things like that. You'll find it all.
I'm excited about seeing John Taylor Gatto.
And why is that?
I don't know. I like education. It's one of my...
Well, who is he? Why don't you explain for somebody who might not know?
Okay. I believe, I actually haven't looked into him, but probably 2 years ago I started reading a little bit of his stuff, and I know he wrote a book called, like, The Uncensored History of Education. That's not the exact name, but mm-hmm. I believe he was a teacher in the New York school system for 20 years or something, really long time, and then eventually realized that what he was doing was morally wrong.
Right.
And he writes books, I believe he has more than one, just on the real history of the education system, and he's very, very, very much against public education, and I don't know. I've always really liked what I read, and education's sort of one of my main issues that I think is really important, and I just would like to... I want to see him. I'm excited.
Cool. Well, that's going to be going on and a lot more, and so come on out. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and we'll see you there, because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live all weekend long.
Who's the keynote speakers this year?
So far, they've only announced one of them, and that is Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun case.
Mm. Well, that doesn't sound that exciting.
You're not a gun person, but some people would find this guy a hero. He's the man that took the gun issue in Washington. They have a gun ban in Washington,
yeah,
D.C., and he's the guy that took that to the Supreme Court. And he won. So, you know, he's a big hero to a lot of people, and he's also a Free State Project member. And that might be one of the reasons why he's been made into a keynote speaker, whereas I don't know if Mr. Gatto... Richard Heller.
Huh.
So I don't know if Mr. Gatto is also a Free State Project member. That may be one of the reasons why one of the guys got a keynote speech versus the other. I don't know. I'm speculating. But I know that the organizer of the event will be checking in with us from time to time to announce some new speakers and to give us updates on what's going on. So we look forward to seeing you there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use the Free Talk Live discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. Save yourself 10%. All right, so you could talk about corporal punishment if you like, or whatever's on your mind. We go to the phone calls and talk to Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight, Alex?
This question is for Julia.
Okay.
Julia, do you still stand by the statement that golden retrievers are generally friendly?
Well, I think that what I said was that they're known for being friendly. I'm sort of the opinion, Ian brought it up the other night, that dogs sort of reflect their owners, and that the way that you treat your dog has a lot to do with their personality and the way that they come out. But I think that generally when people think of golden retrievers, they think they're really friendly, family-style dogs.
Right. I just wanted to clarify on that, because we could say the same thing about other races of other people. And if we're talking about dogs and how dogs and people are similar, I don't think it's right to say that one group of dogs is nicer than another, that if we can do the same thing and say it to humans, that one race of people is nicer than another, or one race is more violent, et cetera. I just don't see that as valid, and I just wanted that to be clarified.
Right. Like, I would never come out and say that pit bulls, for example, are violent by nature or anything like that.
But people believe that because people say it.
Well, people do believe it. But I think just when people think of golden retrievers, they think, oh, the perfect family dog. I don't know.
Right,
that's
right.
All I was saying. It's not that deep.
Right. There's your clarification. Alex, any other thoughts?
Do you think that the reason why people do that is because they don't appreciate the intelligence of animals?
You mean why people hit dogs?
Or why people categorize
them.
Why
they classify them as being generally angry or generally nice.
I think that most people classify them in a certain fashion based on what they experience and see. And
It's easy to put things in groups too for people. So it's probably just for lack of thinking, for lack of.
And
you know,
I think
not
that
really...
a lot of people don't appreciate the intelligence of animals. I can certainly say that with cats, for example. Like, I don't know anybody. I've never met anybody in my entire life who's even attempted to train a cat. But my cat can do 20 different tricks. I think that a lot of people don't appreciate and understand the intelligence of animals.
Well, a lot of people, they kind of bumble into to ownership of them. They'll take a trip to the pound and fall in love with how cute one of them is, bring them home, and have absolutely no idea how to raise them. And so, you might end up in a situation like you did with your dad, Julia, where he beats the dog instead of actually learning how to discipline a dog, instead of
Could have been a simple Google search.
Well, I mean, even there wasn't a Google search back when your dog was being raised, I don't think.
There was an internet.
Yeah, maybe. Google probably wasn't around back then. But you're talking about over a decade and a half ago, so... he could have gone to the store and gotten a book. He could have gone to the library and gotten a book on how to raise a dog, and it wouldn't have taken more than a night for him to learn how to do it. But you know, people they don't think about that. They just figure they can solve their problems on their own and they don't want to learn from the mistakes of others. And that's just it's a pride issue there. Any other thoughts, Alex?
No, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. As we continue with Dave, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Dave. Dave in Ohio, going once. Dave.
Hi, Ian and Julia.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, first off, two things. Are you going to be on live Christmas? The holiday.
I have not yet been able to determine that. The board operators at the network have been made an offer, and they have not yet responded with an answer as to whether or not we will be live on the radio. I can tell you we will be live on the internet any way you slice it. So, so freetalklive.com, you will be able to tune in.
Am I doing that show?
You are going to be doing both of those shows.
So I kind of hope it is an internet show.
Okay, I hope it's on the radio because people listen to the radio on Christmas, and last year it was really cool because we did find a board operator who would come in and work Christmas Day, and as a result of that, WOOD, thank you, Dave, for the call.
He had something else to say.
Oh, he did? Well, if so, I apologize. Wood in Grand Rapids, the huge number one radio station there, picked us up just for the Christmas Day show. So it's worth it to be on Christmas. More coming up. You can take control. And if Dave wants to call back, he's certainly welcome to. We'll put him on again. It's Free Talk Live.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit gardeninacan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. You can head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki. freetalklive.com, and the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference, and you can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's LibertarianSeminars.com as we continue with your phone calls. And we go to Adam in California. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
First of all, I want
to say that you're one of my idols.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
stop it.
Take your compliment like a man. I think you're a genius mind and one of the best and smoothest radio hosts I've heard.
All right, that's enough. What do you got for conversation here?
I used to feel that way.
Really? Oh, you don't anymore. Thank goodness.
I know you now, but I used to look up to you. I'd look up to you, too, but it's a totally different way.
Let me tell you, it doesn't take that much effort to plug a microphone into a soundboard and flip it on. So I don't know if I've really done anything that special, but thank you.
You know,
I appreciate it.
No, I've actually done a radio show in college, and it does take a lot. It's very hard to do a radio show. It's very hard to be smooth on the air.
Oh, it's only hard in the beginning. It's only hard in the beginning, actually. Over time, you get used to it.
Let me talk about this smoking snitch line that I've been prank calling lately.
Oh, really? Yeah, do tell.
Yeah. It's a smoking snitch line in Cincinnati. I don't even live there, but I decided to target this number in Cincinnati and prank call them. Just for laughs.
So is this like if you spot somebody allowing smoking in their bar, you're supposed to call and snitch them out? Is that kind of thing what it is?
Exactly. They ask what business, what address. They want to know all that information.
Is it the cops?
Excuse me?
Is it the Cincinnati cops that's answering?
No, it's not the police cops. I don't think so.
It's got to be the health department. Is it staff 24 hours or is it just daylight hours?
Well, I just called about a half an hour ago, so I think it is. It might be staff 24 hours a day. I'm not sure because I guess Cincinnati would be past 5 o'clock by now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's a good old time calling these lines. I think maybe if we concentrate our efforts, we can help maybe Cincinnati out a little bit. They're targeting private businesses that are allowing smoking.
So what was your approach? How did you said you crank called them? What'd you do?
Well, first they asked me for the business name, and I said that it was called Unjust. I spelled it out for them. They asked the spelling of it, and I spelled out Unjust Law.
Mm.
And then the lady still didn't get it after I said it twice, and I said, what you're doing is enforcing violence upon these business owners.
Ooh.
Don't you understand that you're the person that's pushing the button for the gas chamber? Oh, I'm just doing my job.
I'm just doing my job?
Just doing my job, of course. And I said, well, you know, in the 1940s, the person that was pushing the button for the gas chamber was just doing their job, too. How do you feel about your job?
Nice.
And, you know, she ended up hanging up on me. But
right. This conversation is over.
Exactly.
Nice. But so did you record the call?
I actually did. It's my little piece of activism that I'm doing to harass these people that are harassing business owners.
It's great. We haven't really had anybody make that suggestion before. Like, make a phone call out of state. Because if you're in state, it could be like filing a false police report or something like that. But if you're out of state, then can they do anything to you? Is there some sort of federal anti-crank call legislation out there? I wonder about that. I mean, I haven't researched crank calling for a long time. But what a fun way to waste those bureaucrats' time and have a little bit of fun at their expense. You know, what you should do is go over to the Free Talk Live BBS and post the number there. I bet there's at least a handful of other people that might want to do the same
thing. There may be some sort of really lame phone harassment laws. That's probably what they call that.
I don't know that,
but it sounds like something they would be interested in doing. And haven't some states kind of recently passed, like, MySpace, like online harassment?
Yeah.
Isn't the same idea, really?
Well, I don't see this as being harassment. You're just calling them out. You're just saying, hey, stop being violent. Stop doing.
Well, even if it is harassment, there's a way around this, and us internet savvy users will get right around it. We're just going to use Skype.
So that'll anonymously make the phone call. There's no way to really trace that.
Call up using Skype. You can say whatever you want. Nobody's going to be able to track you.
Well, plus if you've got multiple calls from multiple locations, they can't really accuse you of doing the harassing. I mean, if all you do is pick up the phone and make one phone call and chew them out, and then that's all you do, and then there's 10 other people that also make 10 calls, or they make one call each, then that's not any sort of, maybe it's conspiracy, but it's certainly not any sort of harassment because you've only made one call.
I
think harassment has to entail multiple calls. Go ahead.
I'm planning on making a lot more calls than one call. I'll keep doing it over and over again. I dare these cops to try to figure out how to get my information through Skype. I know that they can't do it. And if they do, I'm calling Cincinnati. Come and get me. I'm in California.
Hmm. Well, I think it's interesting, and I think it's a unique approach, and I congratulate you for it. And let us know if anything ever develops. And if you have any good, if you get any really entertaining calls, you should post them online so people can listen to them.
I'll do that. Thanks a lot, Ian.
Thanks, Adam. Good luck. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, that's a really unique idea as far as a way to possibly ostracize some of these government people. You know, try to maybe not necessarily ostracize, but to make them aware of what it is they're doing. Hey, what you're doing is wrong. Stop it, please. We'd like you to stop putting people in jail cells for doing things that only harm themselves. We'd like you to stop hurting business owners who allow others to smoke in their businesses. Whatever it is that they're doing that's being tyrannical, call them out on the carpet. You might as well. Nobody, I'm certain that very few people have ever said anything of that manner to these government bureaucrats before. I mean, how often do you think that happens? How often do you think that these government bureaucrats are actually called out for what it is that they're really doing?
I don't know.
And that is, they're a cog in a system that is inherently violent, that has no other tool in its repertoire to change people's behavior outside of violence. And as we saw in the very beginning of the hour, according to the ACLU, the corporal punishment methods that are used in over 21 states, where over 200,000 public government school students are beaten during 1 year's time period, the ACLU says it discourages learning, fails to deter future misbehavior, and at times even provokes it. So we know that violence doesn't solve problems, but they don't. In fact, the people that are running those call-in lines have no idea that what they're supporting is violence. They just think they're doing what's right. They're just doing a job, trying to get a paycheck. They're, you know, pushing their buttons and answering their phones.
And you can't beat those bennies.
You can't beat the government bennies, that's for sure. But they don't know what they're doing. They don't realize the end result. They don't understand that if somebody calls in with a snitch on some business that's allowing smoking, a bar owner that might be allowing people to come in and smoke, somebody calls in and snitches on that bar, somebody's going to come down and threaten that man. And if, I'm presuming the man owns the bar, whoever it is that owns the bar, they will be threatened with having their liquor license pulled, having their bar shut down. And if he continues to allow the behavior, the people smoking on the inside, you can better believe that men with guns calling themselves the police are going to show up and they're going to do something. They're going to force him to close his bar. And it's really sick. And these people need to be made aware of what it is that they're doing, because then they'll recoil in fear. They don't want to feel the cognitive dissonance that will happen to them when they come to that realization. They'll do everything they can to block that out from possibly happening in their mind, like the realization that, oh my gosh, what I'm doing is actually hurting people. Because I don't think most of the people that are answering those phones want to hurt people. They want to help, right? That's why they're trying to stop smoking. Isn't that their motivation?
Yes, I suppose.
1-800-259-9231. So I think the more we can make it public that government is violence, the better. And would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium. Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We take your $3 a month. That's all we're asking for is $3 a month. We take that in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Ladies first, we go to Dana, listening in Texas. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. How are y'all?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Well, I haven't listened to you guys in a while. I've been real sick with pneumonia and stuff.
Now, I'm sorry to hear that.
What happened to your buddy that ended up in jail? Is he out?
Oh, that would be me, I think.
Was that you?
You mean the person on the show? Because there are a handful of people that we know that have been to jail. So.
Yeah, but last time I listened, one of you guys was in jail.
Yep.
And nobody quite understood how you got there.
Everybody knows how I got there. I got there because I wasn't going to play the judge's little game in his courtroom, and they kind of had it in for me from the word get-go.
Slam contempt on you and lost it.
That's right. They sure did. And so then I went after the weekend and begged for mercy and got out earlier than the 93 days that they'd scheduled. I got out after the first weekend, so I was able to come back pretty quickly.
That's good. I'm glad it turned out well.
Yeah, and they've been leaving me alone, too, which is nice. I mean, because I was concerned that what they might do is keep coming after me and looking for more code violations that they could harass me with. But they haven't done that, and so that's good. I think that they got a little, a little bit of an unpleasant nip from the activist community in that a bunch of people made phone calls to the court and to the jail, and they were not, I'm sure, not happy calls that they were receiving. So I don't imagine they wanted to spend much more of their time doing that. And they might have just let me out eventually anyway because I had no case whatsoever. But I did what I needed to do to shorten the stay. As short as possible.
That's good. I commend you for that.
My
real call is to rant.
Okay,
you know,
rant
I
away.
Have been, okay. I have been listening on the news for weeks about this poor little three-year-old in Florida, Kaylee Anthony.
Oh, okay. I have not heard anything about it. Well, I saw something today while I was having dinner that they found her remains, but that's the first I'd heard of the case. That's because I don't listen to the news, I guess.
Well, the last time anybody had seen her was in June. Her mother, Casey, waited a month before even reporting her missing. And it has just been absolutely been. You need to read up on it because it will make you froth its mouth. It is so enraging. And now they have found these remains less than a mile away from the grandparents' home where this little girl was living with her mother, Casey. This mother was, they finally gave up and put her in jail, charged her with murder a few weeks ago. But now they have identified, it was announced this evening on the news, that the bone remains they found in this garbage bag less than a mile from the grandmother's house is the DNA match for this little girl. Hmm. Now, my rage is the mom and dad have lied for this Casey mother since the 1st of July. You cannot tell me as a parent myself with grown children that you don't know your kids well enough to know that something stinks really bad. And they have stood up for her, and I think they need to be considerably charged with accessories after the fact.
I'm a little confused here. You're saying the mom and dad stood up for who?
Their daughter. They were the grandparents of this little three-year-old. And all this time, they
okay.
just stood up
so
for their
daughter.
So it was
the mom. Hold on. I'm trying to piece all this
sure,
together from your story here. So you're saying that three-year-old girl went missing, mom didn't report her missing for over a month, and
right.
grandparents, the parents of the mom, are backing up their daughter, the mom. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And the actual person that first reported the little granddaughter missing was the grandmother, the 1st of July. And I think she did that to CYA herself. Because I think her and the dad, who's a retired sheriff's deputy, realized that all things, you know, that house of cards was going to collapse and they were going to be in the middle. And
you
I think they
were in on her killing?
Oh, yes. Yes. They knew that their daughter did something to that grandchild. And I think the whole thing sucks, and I think these grandparents need to be charged with accessories after the fact.
The grandmother's
the one that reported the smelly, stinky garbage bag in the back of the daughter's car. That was the 1st of July. You ought to read up on this. This would be a good discussion thing for you guys on your show for call-in.
I don't know. What would we discuss about it? I mean, it's just a tragic story, and it's not the only. I'm sure it's not the only little girl that's gone missing recently.
Well, this to me, as a mother of grown children, is absolutely disgusting. I would never stand up for my kids if I thought they were guilty. And these parents had to have known that their daughter was guilty of the disappearance of this little girl.
Well,
when they found the remains the other day, there was duct tape over the mouth and the skull of this baby. That's what they said on the news. It was just morbid. It's sick. And I have just been furious about it. And then tonight when I heard that they had positively ID'd the DNA as being that little Kaylee Anthony's three-year-old's body or remains, I just couldn't believe it.
Do you want to speculate, Dana, on what you think the reason the mom? If you believe the mom was the killer, what do you think the reason was? Do you think she just lost it? She couldn't control herself. She didn't know how to discipline her daughter.
She's 22. She was very young when she got pregnant with this baby.
Mm-hmm.
She's lived with her parents. She was engaged, and then she walked out on engagement for some reason, or he dumped her. I think she began to be a little strange from the fiance's interview a week or two ago. But I think that she's just a spoiled little brat. And I think mommy and daddy have probably covered up for her whole life.
What was the cause of death? Does anybody know yet?
They don't know. They have found chloroform in the trunk of the car where the stinky garbage bag was that Casey, the mother, claimed was ruined pizza.
Huh.
But there was cops and a private detective that got whiffs of that from the trunk of the car. And one detective said, or policeman said, "Won't you ever smell a decomposing body? You never forget the odor."
Yeah,
and he was comparing it to that.
Wow.
And this was months ago. And then there was a utility man that got him finally to come look at this bag, and he tried three times in August to get law enforcement to come look at this bag that he had found. And at one point back in August, one deputy came and cleared the scene but left the bag. And it's just been crazy, but I think a lot of it has to do with this grandfather of this little girl having been a prior county deputy sheriff in Florida where they live.
You think he's getting some sort of favoritist treatment?
I suppose, you know, the good old boy system that
reeks
in the law enforcement system.
It's out there.
You know, they cover for their own, whether they're active or retired. that brotherhood never goes away until death, I don't guess.
Yep, that's pretty much the case. You know, how sad. I mean, this is such a sad story, and it's probably the reason why I won't do as you suggest and spend time researching it. It's so morbid, and there's so many tragic stories out there. I could spend all day long researching stories that are like this, similar tragic family killings. It's just so sad, and I don't know where else to really go with it.
What got me about this one was the months that this has dragged on, and the grandparents consistently standing up and defending their daughter.
Who found the bag? Who found the bag out in the forest?
The utility worker that reported it 3 times in August.
Huh.
And finally, he got law enforcement to come after a few days ago, the first of the week.
It took him 3 reports to actually get them to take
actually,
him seriously?
Actually, four.
Wow.
Actually, four.
That's amazing.
It's like this poor little baby. And she was a baby. She wasn't even quite 3 yet when she disappeared in June.
Dana, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that forward and discussing that. And if it's true that the thin blue line was in action on this, that's even more disgusting. If the cops were actually doing something in some way to protect this family simply because they're connected to the police organization, that would be pretty despicable. I mean, it's bad enough to have grandma and grandpa protecting their own their daughter if they have some idea that she had done something. I mean, that's pretty sick on its own. Some people and their adherence to keeping their family as people just they love their family with this devotion that they don't deserve in many cases. I mean, if your son or daughter is a murderer and you suspect that to be the case, but you go on protecting him anyway because he's your son or she's your daughter, that's messed up.
I agree.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Dan in California is on the way. And you can take control of the airwaves coming up here in hour number 2. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Franken.